Steven is back from ThreadX in Utah. Excited to be able to talk about it and just hear how that event went. Pretty cool. Sounds like a pretty exclusive, really nice event. A lot of lessons learned that he's going to share from it. And all the different speakers, including big author and wisdom sharer, Ryan Holiday. So that's going to be really cool coming on up. But really quick, we've got a couple incredible partners that help us put this show on every single week. First up is PrintProfit.com. We just had Nick G on from PrintProfit. I mean, look, this is an incredible software platform that helps you be able to understand and transparently see the profit of your business in real time. So instead of waiting for the full month, you'll be able to see that very quickly in their platform, PrintProfit.com. It's profitability software. It's been built for print shops. Nick has done so much research with print shops, and it allows you to run your shop with confidence, knowing exactly where you are to focus and close better deals, increase margins, and grow profitability. Really cool analytics there. You can schedule a profit audit at printprofit.com. Check it out.
Bruce, have you heard of Multicraft underscore daddy? If you need ink supplies or a daddy, Multicraft Screen Printing and Digital Supplies for over 50 years has been providing you with top brands at competitive prices. If you mention the Printavo podcast, you'll receive an extra 10% off your first order. Go to your Instagram right now, search Multicraft underscore daddy. Dave gives away a free case of PMI tape on every episode for first-time customers. So follow him, shoot him a DM, and you might just win. He makes the best, worst, awesomest videos on Instagram. Keep doing it, Dave. Thanks so much, Multicraft.
My wife was watching them. She's like, what is this that tag doing this? And she thought it was funny too. So yeah, go to Multicraft underscore daddy. Give them a like, give them a share. Easy Way. Easy Way is launching a new monthly giveaway program. This is brand new. To give back to their amazing customers. Every month, they're going to be giving away a $250 prize, and it's super easy to enter. So all you got to do, go to easyway.com/giveaway. That's it. easyway.com/giveaway. And they will be able to send you an email if you're the winner every single month. You know Easy Way, though. It makes reclaiming screens a whole lot easier with Easy Way systems and chemicals and equipment. Don't miss their new monthly giveaway where you can win $250 product at easyway.com/giveaway.
And last but not least, GraphicSource. If you need a solution to improve efficiency and reduce costs in your art department, you can go to GraphicSource. GraphicSource offers industry-leading outsource options for your shop by truly becoming a part of your team. They plug and play with Printavo and other shop management softwares. And when it comes to SEPs, MOCs, creative art, order management, embroidery, digitizing, back office admin, and customer service, there's no better company in the industry to work with. With over 40 years in the game, they really know and understand shop needs and have a proven track record of success. We use them at Campus Inc. A lot of listeners use them as well. Hit them up, graphicsource.com. Let them know that we sent you. They'll give you 50% off your first vector, SEP, or embroidery order. Thanks so much, GraphicSource. All right, Bruce, let's do it. Wood is coming in today, and Rob, they're in Chicago, so you know you got.
Oh, really? Nice the graphics squad. What are they doing there?
Squad. Seeing, meeting customers. Yeah, they're just meeting customers, and so you know, if they're coming in, they're gonna work with our team for a little bit, we're gonna grab some food and stuff. So it's you got to dress up. If Nick Wood's like one of the most best dressed in our industry.
And most energetic, most loving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were at ThreadX last week. I've been seeing the screenshots. I've been seeing the quotes. I know James Inktavo, CEO, is there too. I mean, heavy hitters were there. I want to hear all about it. So, I mean, I feel like there's a lot. I don't know where to start.
Well, first, ThreadX next year, March 3rd through 6th. It's going to be ski-based. It'll still be at Robert Redford's Ranch in Sundance, but I will start the podcast as long as you commit to going next year. That's the only condition. Wednesday through Friday.
How do you... I thought it's an invite code for people. Oh, like, yeah. Can they just go to the site, or how does it work?
It is invite only.
Because it didn't used to be there, right?
Well, it's curated, right? And so they want to have a healthy balance of shops. and suppliers, distributors. So it's like a perfect blend of the industry. And so if you are interested in it, you can go on Made Labs or you can email them at Made Lab and say, I'm interested. Obviously, they just need to vet and make sure you'd be a good fit for it and stuff. But, you know, it's only maybe 120 or so attendees. And the purpose of it is to be very small, very intimate, a little bit different than anything else in the industry. But I'll first start by saying the property that we stay on is insane. It's like a postcard. I mean, there's a river that literally runs right through there. There's a ski lift right outside. Everyone stays in these little, like, kind of cottage villa little things. There's horseback riding, pottery making, silversmithing, zip lining, mountain biking. It is one of the most relaxing places to go to. And that's like one of the highlights of going to ThreadX, amongst other things.
I don't know who sent the picture of all of you guys sitting on horses just out in the wilderness, like you know, your alter egos.
I did not go horseback riding. I chose pottery making, which was super fun, and made some new friends. And I think Andy and Rob Botello went horseback riding. And so we'll have to get the lowdown on how that went. But
pottery's hard. Were you able to? It's a lot harder than it looks.
It takes a lot of patience, but you kind of zone out and it's super therapeutic. I haven't done it since like high school. And the instructor was like sitting right next to me. And I think I made a pretty good pot. Actually, my pot came out way better than Brett Bowden's. So, you know, Brett Bowden usually beats us in some other things, but in pottery making, I have a one up on Brett Bowden. So
it's 3 days activities, like kind of peer bonding activities. Is it one day of talks or multiple days?
So everyone gets in, flies in on Friday. There's actually a shuttle that takes you from the airport, to the resort. So like kind of everyone's together. Brett has an amazing connection from Renfro's Salsa. And so right when you check in, the gift bags are like beautiful backpacks, but then you get like a really nice six pack of beer, salsa, chips for your room, and like an unlimited supply. So I think we maybe went through like 10 bags of chips and salsa through the weekend. Thank you, Renfro's. They were at Print Hustlers a minute ago. But so you get in, check in, and then the first night is a dinner and a show. And so Brett has some really cool connections of a couple magicians that were actually like on Netflix, super, super famous. They were at like Magic Castle in Los Angeles, Kyle Martlett and Trig. And they do a show for us. And it's so entertaining. Like they actually emceed the whole weekend. Kyle did, one of the magicians, and it was super entertaining. And I think the coolest part was when we got to dinner, you were sat at a table, not necessarily with people you knew, but more or less people you didn't know. So I got to sit by like one of the family members who started ASI, like the ASI show. And he was walking me back to like ASI show in the 90s, magazines, how POs were sent. Just like, it was super,
it's
like, super
it's
cool.
It's the same now.
No, he was talking about like when fax machines came in.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And like, pre-internet. You know, you had to call in a concierge service to get help with promo and all of these different things. It's like just crazy to hear some of these stories. Obviously the CEO of Printavo, James, was there. The CEO of Sanmar, Jeremy, was there. The CEO of Stalls was there. Pretty cool room to be in. Super, 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 super cool room. So dinner and a show Friday. There's like a really cool pub on the property you can go to. And then Saturday morning, is kind of when the event, kicks off with the different talks. And so, the first talk was from Alex, the economist, who we've had on the podcast before.
Yeah. He's a recurring, ever since Brett found him, he's just been hanging out in this space now and enlightening us with so much good information. What'd he say?
What he really focused on was being apolitical. So not right or left, but showing us the facts and actually dispelling a lot of myths that are happening. And so talking about where the U.S. stands as a in relation to the global economy, how the economy is still moving up and to the right. And what he does that's really cool, and he did this on the podcast, is he took all of Printavo's like open data that you open source or whatever, and he layered on retail trends in our industry so that you can actually forecast how your shop is going to do based on economic trends. And what's super cool is that the economic trends, I forget what it's called, Bruce, you might remember, it's like a retail indicator, almost matches identically with Printavo's open data, which just goes to show, like, I don't know, it's super cool. You've seen this before.
The retail sales data that they collect and release every month.
He also spent a lot of time on tariffs, the implications of tariffs, and then he kind of gave his commentary on maybe ways where tariffs might be good for the world, ways that tariffs are bad, maybe some things in the blanket approach that the administration is taking and what we can watch out for, which was interesting. And so like
the highlights you can remember.
What he was saying was like, you can't compare Mexico to Canada, two completely different economies, different demographics, right? And so to try and blanket Canadian tariffs to UK tariffs to Chinese tariffs is not the right approach to take, right? And what he kind of said was, you know, the US is in a stronghold position, right? Our global economy is like, I think he had this map and it shows that it's like $10 trillion ahead of China. But China has made a ton of progress in the last 20 years. And so the implication of tariffs in China or on the Chinese, you know, whatever, is to continue having our stronghold there. But in some other countries, it doesn't quite make as much sense. And he actually tied it in with like unemployment and immigration reform and said, like, we need to solve immigration reform, but we also need the right type of people to be able to come into our country and learn and get educated and like the international visas and stuff like that. But he also made an indicator that like, you know, unemployment is actually one of the biggest indicators of how the economy is doing. And so he kind of said, like, we might not see Fed cuts, maybe a little bit, generally, but really looking at like unemployment and where you need to invest in. One of the things Ross from Rock asked is 2030 going to be another depression? And what he kind of talked about, he said, well, we don't really know what's going to happen, but you know, the economy has cycles. And what he said is you want to be prepared because when the economy will take a tumble, you want to be in a position to invest and buy and build. And you want to kind of not be stuck, you know, in a position where you can't be on the offensive. And he talked about some different companies that in 07 and 08, they actually went on the offensive because they had really, really good cash positions. And he kind of concluded with, because unemployment is low, retention is generally hard. We need to be investing in our people regularly. And he's continued to say that year in and year out. So that was, he does just a fantastic job. Like, everyone's glued to their seats. Like, it is such a good talk that he gives.
That's such a good point. If you are in a strong cash position, or to be more precise, if you just have a good savings account that you feel financially comfortable with, then you're in a good position either way. If things are going well, you know, mm-hmm. you feel good. If things are going poorly, to your point, you can make the right investments, or you can scoop up a company that's not doing well, or you can purchase equipment, you know, for cheaper if you need, or whatever else, yeah. or not do anything.
And so what he was basically saying is, like, because interest rates are not dropping, the price of borrowing will still be way high. That's probably not going away. Therefore, cash is king, right? And profit is the most important part. And he kind of said that over and over again. Your goal in business is not to grow a big company. It is to grow a profitable company. And he said that several times, which I think resonates with a lot of the things we talk about.
I always really, really like Alex's perspective.
Yeah. Then on stage, there was a talk from Jeremy Lott, CEO of Sanmar, and CEO of Stalls, Carlene, I believe is her name.
Which we've had Jeremy Lott on the podcast once, maybe twice. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible, incredibly sharp guy.
You know that Stalls is still 100% privately owned?
Yeah, family, I believe.
Family owned.
Yeah.
$3 billion company, right?
A year?
I think that's what it... That's what Google says, but obviously it's private, so no one completely knows.
Sure.
But he talked a little bit about divesting out of China, making sure that they were in a position to not necessarily have to take the load of tariffs and put it right on the customers. And so he said that, you know, if a 10% tariff was coming, right, he wanted to, you know, split that up three different ways. One from the manufacturers, one from the distributors, and the last price hike on the customers. And so, you know, he kind of says like, we're going to eat some of it. We're going to ask our manufacturers and suppliers to eat a little bit of it. And then we're also going to ask our customers to do it a little bit. And so he talked about kind of the roadmap and how I actually talked to him on the side, and he said like, you know, we have to be super nimble and ready to change on a moment's notice because we really don't know what's happening in the world. And it's obviously super volatile. But Sanmar has always been a very strong company, both profitably and like on a supply chain side. It was really interesting to hear from Carlene, where she talked about how...
I feel like that's the first time she's been more public. Like I've never seen her talk or at the trade show. So that's pretty cool that you were able to hear that.
And Stalls is a family-owned, you know, business as well. I think... And this is totally hearsay. I think Stalls is like a $700 million company.
I believe it.
Do you know that? Isn't that nuts? What Carlene talked about is the rise of heat applied anything, heat printing, and DTF. Like the rise of DTF is the biggest shift in the industry she has, and the fastest shift she has ever seen before.
Really?
Yeah.
And is in a shift of here to stay type or is in a...
No, like it shifted, you know, right around COVID, post-COVID, and it's here to stay. And she said like it was at warp speed and like blew her away of how fast that was. And I talked to Carlene after. We're going to get her on the podcast because I think the Stall story is super cool. But she talked about how customers are, everything is moving more to MOQ of one, made to order, and bringing the supply chain down closer to the end user. And I think that was really interesting because we see, you know, less inventory risks, more heat applied on demand. And so Stalls obviously owns Fulfill Engine. They made an investment into that. And so, you know, she talked about the rise and the need for technology in our industry. And one of the questions was funny is Kyle the Magician emceed them. Or like ask the questions. And so like you have a comedian asking questions and yes, this question of, you know, what is the industry lacking? And both of them said it's technology and automation. There needs to be more of it. And we need to make more space for it because the industry is completely shifting. And that's where they, you know, Jeremy even said he thinks we're behind compared to other industries and how fast technology is moving.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about Carlene. I mean, you know, Jeremy's extremely sharp. We've had him, we've talked to him, validated that. But,
yeah,
you know, they've been a little bit, I guess, more quiet from the leadership
side. Dark horse. So really,
right. Dark horse. And they've been around for so long.
Yeah. She talked a lot about consumables and how they're working on a water-based ink for DTF. They're owning the supply chain. They obviously sell the Stalls, like the Hotronics heat presses, but really like owning the film process, developing their own film, developing their own inks, not relying on anyone else to do it for them. But actually like owning the supply chain side of it so that they can, concentrate on quality and speed and things like that. Right. But these companies are driving the price down of transfers, but the quality is going up. Right. So I think, it's noteworthy to say like, technology with companies like Stalls or Supacolor, or the Howards is going to continue to go up. The quality of the transfer is going to continue to go up. So if you are a contract DTF printer, be wary that you're competing with these massive companies that are going to keep driving the price down and making it so fast and so easy for customers to get their transfers, which is interesting.
That's so a powerful talk.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And then in the middle of the day, you have a break to go do an activity. As I mentioned, I did pottery.
What'd you
do? There's a nice, like,
oh, the pottery.
I did a pottery. Nice. So quick break. And then after lunch, there was actually these two guys who are YouTube famous called Climate Town. And they kind of like go underground and try to figure out what's going on with climate change. And so they did a deep dive into the apparel industry, where there's waste, how much waste is in like polyester, and really how like polyester is a derivative of gas and oil. And really like made some crazy connections on where, you know, shirts go to waste down in South America and Chile and the landfills. And they brought up a couple individuals on stage that have taken some really strong positions. They had an individual on stage that from South Carolina who has the entire supply chain of how shirts are made, from cotton to spinning to construction to knitting, all in the Carolinas, and how you know, by trying to keep the supply chain tight, and trying to keep it in like a smaller region, it reduces a significant amount of waste, just in like freight and things going back and forth. So that was super cool. They were super entertaining. And then finally, the keynote speaker was Ryan Holiday. Do you know who Ryan Holiday is, Bruce?
I've listened to him a few times. I just remember he's big on stoicism and like Greek, like lessons from Greek leaders or something. But he has a really famous book.
The Obstacle is the Way.
Is that the most famous one?
It's one of the most famous ones. He wrote another book called Right Thing, Right Now. Do you know that Ryan Holiday was the head of marketing for American Apparel when he was 21 years old, when American Apparel was
no,
a billion-dollar company? So he had some really funny anecdotal stories of his time at American Apparel and the rise and fall of American Apparel and, you know, the decisions and stuff he had to make at a younger age versus older. But have you dug into stoicism at all? Do you know much about it?
I followed his YouTube channel for some time, but I can't reiterate. It was a lot of like, okay, there's this Greek person who says that this is the saying of, you know, we should be more
Marcus
humble
Aurelius.
About. Yeah. That's what he talks about. But no, yeah. You got to explain it. I'm butchering the whole thing.
So stoicism is an ancient philosophy that originated from Greece, and it emphasizes virtue, living in accordance with nature, focusing on what's within your control, cultivating self-discipline, resilience, and a sense of tranquility. I think, Bruce, we talk a lot about a calm business. He talks a lot about being a calm person, right? And, you know, being able to manage emotions, being able to have self-discipline, focusing on like what matters. He talks a lot about stillness, learning how to be still, and just like a sense of calm, because if we are calm leaders and calm individuals, we can be better leaders and we can run calmer businesses. He made some really cool connections on why hobbies are so important and talked about Winston Churchill, who is a painter, you know, and how every thought leader needs hobbies so they can spend time in thought and reflection and in quiet by themselves. And I thought, I took a picture of that says, you need a hobby. And I was like, huh, like that resonates. So that was
there conference. Any things from the stoicism that you took that you felt was applicable to running Campus Inc?
I took a picture of like every slide. I was like, oh, that was really good. Oh, that was really good. Oh, that was really good. Here he talked about, he made some really interesting connections of like Elon Musk and, you know, because Elon was like a rebel, it got him to all these heights because no one said that he could do these things. He did them. Right. but then it's also the fall of Elon, meaning like he built the kingdom and then the kingdom killed him a little bit, if that makes sense. One of the quotes that I read, it says, this is from Epistetus, someone from Greece back in the day. He says, "It is impossible for a person to begin to learn what he thinks he already knows." And so he focused a lot on continuing to be a student of anything and almost acting like you know nothing, because the second you think you know everything, that's when your fall will definitely start. And so talked a lot about Marcus Aurelius and what he did as a leader. And then he autographed everyone's books too. Super, super cool dude. He lives in Austin, Texas on a ranch with his donkeys and has a bookshop and just...
no way.
Yeah, super, super cool. So it was a fantastic conference. Super balanced. Didn't feel like it was so much. And then we spent the evening together and then we flew out the next morning. So, yeah.
What part did you enjoy most?
Probably the you know, you're sort of slightly pushed outside your comfort zone to meet some new people. And so I spent a lot of time with Jared from GSG, who they recently got acquired from Grimco. And just to be able to have those one-on-ones, you know, CEO of Printful was there. And so to be in that kind of space and then around other shops, nothing beats those connections. The talks were obviously phenomenal, but I left there feeling like rejuvenated, relaxed, re-energized. Being in nature is like beautiful. So it's definitely, you know, like, it's definitely the one I will go back to every single year.
Was there any big takeaway that, like, sometimes I'm like, oh shoot, I need to send this to my team. We should start doing this on Monday. Were there any things like that?
I think it was more for me personally as a leader, right? In the business takes on the personality of the founder. And so if you are ADD, flying by the seat of your pants, you know, shooting from the hip, Hurricane Farig, if you will, that permeates everywhere in your business. And so the biggest takeaway that I personally took is, and you know, what I'll share with like our leaders is we need to be calm individuals with discipline, you know, without egos. And if we do that, it will permeate through our company. And so that was probably my biggest takeaway from the conference, personally. So
that's dope.
I split a room with Andy, Rob, and Nick. So that was super fun. I had to climb a ladder to my loft to go sleep in my little bed up there. Still get last pick on beds because I'm the baby. But no, it was so much fun. So yeah, and these awesome. Are how you make, you know, the Stoked On guys I'm really close with, right? Like Kevin and Shane and Clayton. And you know, they're dealing with all the same things we are, just in their own little world. And so the fact that we could just spend time together and talk about it, riff ideas off each other, you know, just kind of get a little update. It's therapeutic. And that's how like some of the best friendships I think are made. And some of my closest friends in my life now are from the industry. So just to push that, if you haven't been to a trade show or a conference, I believe Print Hustlers this year will be in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
at Second City, which is the original comedy club where all the guys that from SNL started. Mm-hmm. Come to Print Hustlers, go to Long Beach, go to Fort Worth. You know, these are they're inflection points for a lot of people.
Agree. That's at madelab.io. Brett, yeah. Ryan, and the team are making all these really, really cool experiences for us in the industry.
Yeah, and they work so hard. Like, you know, I give so much credit to the MadeLab team because these events are so hard to put on.
Seriously. I tapped out after 5 years, I needed help.
And the way they don't miss the details, you've got an email with your schedule, with your activity, the goodie bag. Like, we got a really nice thing from Aloe, like lotion kit, like just super, super thoughtful. They don't really miss a detail. And, you know, Brett runs a print shop, right? Like Ryan's all over the place with all the, you know, all of his other ventures, and still they're the ones taking time to put these things on. So give a lot of kudos to that team, Tom, Ryan, and Brett for pulling off another amazing event.
All right, Pronouncers. Appreciate you guys listening in. And we'll see you guys on the next Pronouncers podcast. Have a great week. Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully that was informative. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to hit the bell for notifications if you enjoyed this video. If you enjoy all the stuff we're putting out, it's really helpful. We love to just be able to see it. That means that we're doing a good job. To subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, and hit the like button. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.